Mr. Tan Wah Ming, Reel 15. Mr. Tan, when was the 2.5-star man and the 1.5-star man, this system introduced?
I don't know the exact date, is it? It brings the Japanese by beginning to rule the war, the alliances start bombing some of the occupied area by the Japanese. So Singapore also started every business and has been. It should be a roughly nearly a year before the surrender.
You mentioned that these people were appointed by the two-star men. How did the two-star men go about getting these people?
You see, the two-star men know their area well. The 2.5-star men must be staying in the same area with the two-star men. The two-star men recommend the 2.5-star men, the one who can go with him. And the one-star man recommend the 1.5-star man.
So the people were all from the same area?
The 2.5 and the 1.5-star must be in the same area too. So they can work together.
Same area as the 2-star man and the 1-star
man.
How many 2.5-star men did the 2-star men appoint?
One 2-star men appoint 1 2.5-star men.
What about the 1.5-star men?
1.5-star men, one and one.
After they have appointed these people, do they have to come, do they have to go to the Japanese to report that who they have appointed, or do they have to come to you to get your approval?
You see, usually once they recommend to me, I'll submit to the Ottawa police station and offer they have to check up the certain person. The police will have to check up. And if they approve, they'll carry on. And if they don't approve by the police, they have to take it away.
Normally, did the police approve of the choice?
Usually, they approve.
Who were these 2.5-star and 1.5-star men, besides staying in the area? What kind of background were they from?
You see, like the 2.5-star men are mostly businessmen. And the 1.5-star men, some are businessmen and mostly are farmers along the area, and some are working at the truck or something like that.
Why was it necessary to have this extra manpower?
You see, this 1.5 and 2.5-star people, they are supposed to have the 2-star men in charge of the air raid, the blackout, the sirens, anything. They have to come out to patrol, even that. That is their job, you see. Sometimes you got practice of air raid, and then there's mostly they do air raid job and MS job. That is a 2.5-star job. Nothing to do with this family business.
Strictly civil defense.
Strictly civil defense.
Who will be the people who will be training them as to what to do during an air raid?
I think kind of come under the authority police, is it? There is a section there. To train them. Actually, it's no training, it's just giving instruction what to do, this and that.
Did they have to build air raid shelters and all that during that time?
No, they don't have at the beginning, but later on they got some free labor from these families. Something like how many meals you got, they pick up certain people to rotate for night patrol and doing some work like maybe make shelter or something this and that. That they get three ration of cigarettes instead of money. They eat cigarettes for their work. Or for them to smoke during the night.
That was the instruction of the Japanese?
Yes, nearly the end of the war. Mm. Very end of it.
So how would you go about choosing who to take part in what?
You see, we like the 30 family. The one son and the 30 family. They'll see how many male, young male people they have got. Too old is no good, children is no good, they pick up and they rotate among themselves, they organize among themselves to patrol the area. Mm. One night, if they got 20 of young men, they may have 3 or 4 patrolling at night, and some that they don't have. They just have 2 people to patrol the night. All these are voluntary work. Mm. Everybody can escape. Mm.
How, besides helping in the night patrolling and then in the building shelters, how else would the Japanese use this free labor?
That's all I think. It's all civil defense. We don't do much. Only to look inside it. Just to look. As you say, look after the night patrol, something to look after these anti Japanese people come up in the night and disturb and say, that's what you're supposed to, the night patrol people are supposed to do.
During that time, did you hear of any, you mentioned anti-Japanese activities, so what did you do about it?
We do hear, but if we are not asked by the Japanese or this and that, it's best just to ignore it. Otherwise, you have a lot of work and difficult work for you to do. So, the best thing if you hear this and that, if they don't disturb the people or disturb the property or anything, we can ignore it, we just ignore it. You see, instead of recalling it to the outdoor police station, that saves us a lot of trouble.
Trouble and work in what sense?
You see, they investigate this and then ask you this, what this character do. Actually, we don't know. This anti-Japanese by a certain type of people, which we don't know, you see. We may suspect that certain person is doing it. But We don't go and report unless he give a lot of trouble to the villagers, the people around there. Those people complain, then we are forced to make a report to the police. You see.
Did such a thing ever happen?
Very thing.
But did you ever report to the police station?
If the one star. The two-star men, report to me, I had to forward the thing to the hotel police station.
During that time, did you ever had, do you ever do that to
I
report?
Remember we had few cases, and we just made a report, and the police were coming very aggressive.
And what happened to these people after that?
No idea. What they are caught. We don't know where they.
Did their family or their friends give any trouble to you after that? After you reported them?
No, actually
them?
They don't know, you see, that we make the report. It's all is private and that. We make the report to the police, is everything has to be kept as a secret between us and the police, you see. You cannot tell, say, you make a report this and that.
So you only in certain cases then you make reports when?
In well, very few cases where the one star and the two stars men they make the report to me, see that such and such a person is disturbing the whole village, very bad, doing very bad things there. So we have no alternative but to take him away. Otherwise, the whole village will get into trouble.
Would the villagers complain to the one star man about these sort of things?
They have some trouble.
Did you have any meetings with the Japanese to over this type of anti Japanese activities?
You see, this anti Japanese activity, every now and then, they do instruct us to report to them if we find any such person, you see. They always tell us to look for this type of people, you see.
Did they give you any other kind of instructions as to what to do to look for these people?
They just, you see, say if we got any suspicion or anything, say you just make a report and it's up to them to find whether he is actually anti-Japanese or not. They carry on the investigation. If you got any suspicion on any person, we can make a report. But we seldom make a report on any suspicion. Suspicious people. Once we make a report, the man will be detected.
But how would you go about looking out for suspicious characters?
This all is not done by me, you see. But usually, because I'm just the head there, you see. All the information have to come from the Turkey family. Usually, 30 family, they feel out 30 family. They know things better there. Then they come to the two star man, they come to me with him. And it's for me to go into the police station to make the report.
But did you ever, did the Japanese ever give you certain kind of instructions to relay to the two star men and one star men as to how they can go about doing it?
Yes, they just say if we suspicious of any body or any chat, we just transfer the message to them, you see. They will do the rest of the thing.
How many 2.5 star men and 1.5 star men were there?
There is the same number of 2.5 star men and 1.5 two star men. And 1.5 star men and 1 star men, the same. Because 1 star men, they must have 1.5 star. 2 star men, they must have 2.5 star.
Throughout the occupation period, were there any kind of changes in terms of the Japanese giving different kind of instructions to you, you know? Or in terms of the demand more closer supervision of the people and all that kind of things? Closer supervision of your area?
Beginning is not that lah, not so bad lah. But of course, nearly come to the end, you see. The Japanese do ask me to be more strict and more careful with the family, you see. But very few of us make a report.
In what ways did they ask you to be more strict with the people in your area?
You see, actually they want more report, you see. Just any body and on slight suspicion of me, we can just submit their name, you see. No need to have any proof. If it's just suspicious of me, His movement is suspicious, and we can just submit. But who is going to do that? Nobody is going to do that.
Why did the Japanese change their attitude towards the little part?
I think we must know that they are losing the war or something like that. People, the communists is doing more look or something that I don't know.
During your term as a three-star man, were you ever caught in difficult situations? I mean, for example, you were caught between the Japanese and the villagers.
Yes, there's sometimes some. Of course, we cannot blame them. You see, when they want our help, they go to the two-star man, the two-star man is finished. You have here, come to me. I try to do something, but which I cannot do, I cannot do anything. They wait and cry in our place. But what can I do? You see, if the man is arrested by the police, it's a bit easier, you see, we can do a bit more, you see, to help. If the man is arrested by the MP, can be tied. Actually, you cannot do anything, the police sometimes cannot do anything. This can be tied or MP, they don't care for. They do respect us, but they don't care very much for us.
What about the free labor? Did anybody ask you to excuse them from having to do night patrolling and all that?
You see, the one-star man arranged for all that. If he is sick or anything, instead of coming so far to me, you see, he could arrange with the one-star man for replacement. When it's better, other people to take over. You take other people's turn. It can be arranged. It's all arranged among themselves. If he is sick, he cannot do anything. We have to get enough people to come out, and they must cooperate among themselves in the village.
Were there any other examples of such difficult situations that you're being put in?
No.
During your when you were a three-star man, did your father ever give you some teachings or some advice regarding what you should do during any difficulties or any problems?
Yes, Yes, he told me, don't make people, put people into difficulty. Try to help people, you see. And try to be honest, not to do, you see. Money is not everything, you see. The life is not very certain. Okay, suffer. In there, you must be very kind and try to be helpful people. Don't disturb people, see what you can do to help them. That's what my father advised me to do. So actually, I try to do my best during my occupation time to help people.
If you receive a difficult instruction from the Japanese, would you seek your father's advice?
No, you see, the instruction we have to carry out, we cannot ignore it. We have to pass through the 2-star and the 1-star. This thing, once they give it to me, I have to pass over to them for them to do it too. Because the word is 3-star man, but actually I do very little job. I go to the meeting, I get instruction, I pass over the instruction to this 2-star, 1-star. And when they got into difficulty, all these people, they got difficulty, then it fail, they come to me, then I go to the police.
Did you know what were the objectives and purpose of Japanese in introducing this kind of system of 3-star, 2-star, 1-star men?
They want to control every family in Singapore. You see, even the movement of every family. I remember dreaming the beginning. Even you are not supposed to go anywhere and stay. But later part, they don't care. They are afraid. My family is going to do serious things. All these things, they do this thing is to tie you down, see. And the one time to look at it. That's why living very end of the war, they have this night patrol, you see. If the one-star men people, the kampong people, move up very late in the night, he made the patrol man, he made the question, why have been late so, up so late, what are you doing, all these things.
So do you think that the Japanese have succeeded in achieving their purpose?
Well, I don't think it is a good thing, see, to keep people away in the night. But still, you see, those who are anti-Japanese, they are not afraid. They are secretly coming up to do something. Only the good Japanese is clear.
How would you summarize your experiences as a 3-star man for the 3.5-year period?
Really, as a 3.5-star man, for the period. You are in a better position than other people, you see. Their movement is more freely, they are more respected. And then, no self-trouble, unless you have to do it for other people, you see. Like myself, you see. let's know what is the type of dream. It's quite easy life, easy life. I got enough of everything, as I say, I could be so kind. I got everything, enough of everything.
How were living conditions in Singapore like at that time under the Japanese rule?
Well, it's difficult, but because of the rice rationing, silver, salt, all these things, and some this essential community, this rationing, the life is not so bad if you got the money to buy. If you try to work to earn a living fee, of course you cannot get all the, I mean, the not necessary thing like clothing, you cannot get good one, right? Certain things you cannot get, like cigarette also, you cannot get the good one, liquor you cannot get good one. All these cheap and simple stuff you can get it. But there is quite a number of people who is suffering, and I think there is talk of medicine. That's the most thing. The medicine is all in the black market. Very difficult to get medicine. If you are sick, it's very difficult to get medicine. That is the most important thing you can do. Besides, the non-essential things is the material, whether you have it or you don't have it. You got enough rice to eat that you have.
Were the conditions in town and the conditions in the village the same?
I don't think the same. The condition in town is different. Because they just depend upon the ration given by the Japanese. Even the tobacco, the sweet potatoes, anything they have to buy. That costs them quite a lot of money. But in the countryside, it's different, like my area. All are farmers, 90% are farmers. And small shopkeepers, you see. So, they got their ration. Plus, whatever they want, they can plant in their estate or garden. So, the rice in the countryside is much easier than than those living in town.
But the rations given to both were the same. What about any kind of entertainment or recreation or cultural activities during that period?
They make a lot of park, like Bukitima village, my area. They make the beauty park. The presence is a beauty world. Because that was built by the Japanese. For people to gambling. Enjoying that is like the amusement park, also of enjoyment. Even the food store, all these things. The beauty world was during the occupation.
Besides gambling, what other kind of activities do they have inside the park?
They got tikam, all these things. Food store. That's what they have. I mean, some, I remember they got